Long Lecture, Skill 4, Anthropology, Gypsies. Listen to part of a lecture in an anthropology class.
Today I would like to discuss an interesting group of somewhat nomadic people called the Gypsies. A Roman cultural group called the Dom led their lives in India and nowadays has become known as the Gypsies. Through recordings dating from as far back as the 6th century, we know the Dom performed various specialized jobs, such as basket making, metalworking, and fortune telling, by traveling a circuit through several small villages each year. The word gypsy can be found in several other languages, such as German, French, Italian, and Hungarian. Currently, the earliest recordings of gypsies in Europe, dated 1068, were found in a monastery in Greece. These recordings document events that took place in Constantinople in the year 1050. For the next 200 years, the gypsies wandered southwest into Arabia and North Africa, northwest into the Byzantine Empire, and finally established themselves in the southern Balkan countries such as Serbia, Moldavia, Bulgaria, and Hungary, before 1300. After Kublai Khan's death in 1294, the Mongolian Empire began its decline, and the borders began to move east, thereby reducing pressure on Europe and allowing the gypsies to expand more rapidly than the previous 200 years. They entered modern-day Yugoslavia before 1362 and covered the Balkans by 1400. The 14th and 15th centuries proved to be good times and full of happiness for the gypsies. Before the conquest of the Ottoman Turks, the gypsies lived in Thrace, Macedonia, Greece, Yugoslavia, and Romania. These happy days would soon come to an end. Because of the Turkish invasions, some gypsies were forced into Venetian territories, such as Crete and Corfu. Fortunately, their annual dues rose along with the increase in population in Corfu. With an increase in population and annual income came an independent area of land in 1470, ruled by a lord named Michael de Hugo, who lasted until the 19th century. Unfortunately, the gypsies in the Balkans were not quite as lucky. Although they had important jobs, such as blacksmiths, locksmiths, and tinsmiths, and were basically middle class, the government declared them slaves to prevent them from escaping. These gypsies could be sold, exchanged, or given away, and any Romanian man or woman who married a gypsy became a slave too. They were finally emancipated in the 19th century. Before the 15th century, gypsies were known as quiet, shy, and not very organized. They also seemed hesitant to travel into Western Europe. This all changed over a 20-year period, beginning in 1417. During this time, they began to move in a purposeful way toward Western Europe and even began to call attention to themselves. Various gypsy groups began to display some unity of action and connection with each other through telling different stories. Some say the Turkish invasion of the Balkans in the early 1400s led to this bizarre behavior. Once the invasion was over, the gypsies themselves likely wouldn't have been affected in the long run under Turkish rule because the Turks believed in leaving civilian populations free as long as they paid taxes to them. However, the gypsies may have moved toward Western Europe because some of the gypsy leaders could not serve under the Turks due to their great loss of power under Turkish rule. The reason behind the change is unclear. But the gypsies began to move into Central Europe in great numbers, but not without causing some problems. Some gypsies falsely claimed to be Egyptian, and some claimed that they were Christians left to roam the countryside as a form of absolution for their sin of ignoring their religion. These lies allowed them to collect food, money, and letters of protection from a city, and then they would continue to the next town, using the same lies. By 1427, the gypsies had traveled through Germany, Brussels, Holland, Rome, Spain, and Paris. By this time, many of the leaders caught on to the gypsy thefts and lies and began banning them. There are also recordings of gypsies in the British Isles, Norway, Finland, and Siberia.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. What was found in a monastery in Greece? Number 2. What caused gypsies to expand rapidly at the end of the 13th century and the early 14th century? Number 3. What is mentioned as the cause of gypsies' changed attitude in the 15th century? Number 4. Which of the following countries is not mentioned as the country that has recordings about gypsies?